Jim McKenna Cup final, a tough night for football tonight. Kept well in the first half, 2 points in it, going in with the breeze second half, but Derry really opened it in the second half, very hard to break down and ruthless in front of goals.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd agree with all that, Brendan. Probably from our own point of view, they shouldn't have been that hard to break down, you know, with the breeze that we had at our back. You know, over the course of the last couple of months, we've had really good attacking moments. We didn't probably see enough of them tonight. And that was a wee bit disappointing from our own point of view, because we know that that potential is in a number of our players, and Derry then obviously are a very good side, and in the second half showed up really well and took the game to us, kicked some brilliant scores, like really brilliant scores against the breeze, and that kept the wheel turning for them. And then obviously the sending off, Brendan Rodgers sending off, and then Patrick's, like, if Patrick doesn't get sent off, you know, it could have been a very interesting last 20, you know.
And Patrick's okay for the league next week?
He is. No, there's no impact in terms of that.
Yeah, and just in the third quarter, Jim, we had three wides in a row, and they had 3 points in a row, and there was the difference of the game. It was a strange night around the breeze. It was both sides, they had six, seven wides in the first half. It was just even kicking with the breeze. We had a bit of trouble figuring out how to put the ball over the bar with the breeze.
Yeah. No, it was a tough night for football. There's no doubt about that. I thought as well, there was a moment just before half time where we should have got a free kick. There was an arm around the neck, and then we didn't get it and went down the other end, and they kicked a score, and you know, it was a 2-point swing at that stage, and I think that was a mini moment within the game that did have an impact in the game. Had we got that one, we would have been level, and that would have been a very good result for us, you know, heading in towards half time.
Yeah. McKenna Cup's about learning, Jim. It's a pre-competition this January. I noticed in Donegal everybody was getting very excited, you know, about where this team was going. Of course, Derry, you know, back-to-back Ulster Championship, nearly an All-Ireland final last year, two minor teams, one in All-Ireland in the last couple of years. You know, an absolute wealth of talent, and you've probably seen a real tough type of side there tonight, maybe a bit too easy the last couple of weeks. So good way, Jim, for a barometer for the lads, saying, right, we've got to step this up to the next level going into the league.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Exactly, you know, waking up this morning and thinking about the game, it probably, you know, didn't pan out exactly how I thought it was going to pan out, but we knew that we were going to bring a bit of gusto to the game ourselves, and we also knew probably in the back of our minds that they would be able to respond to that, you know. So in terms of getting out of the game what we wanted, we got a lot out of it. We got a lot of young lads into the team over the last number of weeks. We have looked at a lot of players, and we went in against a really good side that know what they're about, Brendan, tonight, and we'll have to take the learnings from that. And now for us, the important thing is, you know, getting our senior players back now integrated into the team, fully fit, and sort of putting all the pieces of the jigsaw together for ourselves.
Yeah, because centrally, and I thought it was something that when we changed last year, and when we got back to ourselves, the core of our team, the spine of our team. So when you're talking about Langan, McGee, you know, Owen Bann, players, I guess, obviously McCall missed tonight, you know, the spine of your team is what drives most of the team. So when you're missing them key men, it's difficult. Would you hope they'd be back for next week, or is it longer
time? Yeah, hopefully some of them will be back, but I totally agree, Brendan, like, you know, they're all very experienced players, you know, and they know the way around a football field, and you know, crucially, I think, knowing when to push the right button in the right moment, you know, when the game's coming down the stretch. So we did miss that tonight, but listen, we are where we are, you know what I mean? I don't know, is it the 20th of January? You know, it's the 20th of January, and we've taken the approach that we're going to use it to blood as many players as possible to try and develop a bit of a game plan and a style of play, which was disappointing tonight. We didn't bring the fingerprint that we had brought to the other games previously, and I have to give Derry credit for that. But you know, in terms of our own sort of energy and running game and being dangerous, consistently being dangerous over the course of the game, we didn't manage to do that, and that's something we're going to have to go back and look at. And maybe that's linked to the senior players, you know, having them lads on the pitch that can make that difference.